Time for our first feature now. Derek James of the Evening News, in his Nostalgia column, features Bill Lovelock's book entitled Quirky Lowestoft. His article is read by Ian Robertson.
It is a word which describes somewhere or someone who is rather unusual, but in a charming and interesting way. We are talking quirky. There have been a number of books of late investigating our quirky communities, which are an important and often entertaining look at people and places over the centuries. And the latest one is Quirky Lowestoft by local author Bill Lovelock, which has quite a story to tell, looking at the life and times of the UK's most easterly town. You don't have to come from Lowestoft to enjoy this book, which is packed with tales of its past and what makes it unusual today. From the Victorian engineer and diving pioneer, whose grave is marked by a big boulder, to the translator of Persian literature who ran a herring lugger with a Lowestoft fisherman. Then there is the Tudor-built pub, where the landlord took out insurance against poltergeists, hauntings, the characteristic deep alleyways known as scores, and so much more. As author Bill says, Lowestoft has excellent beaches, theatres, museums, art trails, and all manner of seaside attractions, but this is also backed by a fantastic legacy of buildings, characters, old tales and fables. The town originally was famous for its fishing industry before being developed as a resort in the 19th century, mainly under the guidance and vision of Samuel Morton Peto, the father of modern Lowestoft. Shipbuilding and television manufacturing have also flourished, but these have declined in modern times, together with the fishing fleet, writes Bill. Rather like a down-at-heel duchess, she still, however, retains an incredible past. The town is also in the throes of a mighty revolution in arts and facility funding and construction, including the iconic and award-winning Gullwing Bridge, he says. Bill wishes he was a billionaire entrepreneur or a modern-day Peto when walking down the historic high street and could wave a magic wand to restore all the magnificent buildings and features to their full glory. But if more funding can be attracted and the upturn in civic pride continues, he feels the future could be very bright. He highlights the unusual aspects of Lowestoft together with uplifting tales from the past, from curious characters and profound connections to the sea, to unusual structures and uncanny events. You will read about naval heroes, witches, and what happens when Banksy took his holidays in the town. And Bill hopes that when you've read the book, you'll be inspired to visit or revisit the town and see what sometimes hides in plain sight.